720 WGN, Pete McMurray, Allstate Showcase Studios, in for Steve Cochran, Andrea Darlis, Mark Carmen, David Jennings. Just kind of riding out the week, New Year's. Anybody have plans for New Year's Eve? Anybody going out?
Do you guys go to do the big parties anymore? I mean, I haven't gone.
Dinner.
Yeah, we do dinner.
Dinner every year.
My friend's brother does like a steak and lobster kind of thing, but it keeps getting earlier and earlier and earlier.
Oh, my God, I was just
going to
say that. We have dinner reservations at 5:30.
Our dinner starts at 5.
Yeah, 5:30. Go to a friend's house, have a drink, go home.
Right.
That's beautiful. I'll be here at 720 WGN.
Ringing in the new year on the air?
You guys can, you're very welcome to join me either for the beat on Saturday afternoon or the overnight 2 to 5 a.m. Welcome it in, baby. Come on.
Well, New Year's Eve is Saturday, right? And
yes.
Sunday is New Year's Day.
Right.
I keep getting mixed up because the Winter Classic, which is on Monday, which is the 2nd. How come it's not on Sunday?
Great question. Don't know.
It's usually on New Year's Day. It drives me crazy. So I'm in here next. Are you in here next Monday on the 2nd?
Because no, but I'll be back on the 3rd. Wait.
Steve takes over at 9 o'clock, so I'm live in the studio, and then he is live in St. Louis to take over for the Winter Classic leading up, the pregame leading up to the game.
Right. Okay. Gotcha.
Okay.
Good thing I know. I mean, hey, you know, we find out about this stuff.
You better check the schedule, Andrea.
Yeah, we'll check the schedule.
Solid programming.
I'm not even on the schedule for today, so.
How often do you guys order out?
A lot.
How many nights a week?
Two, Mark?
Three? Four? You're a single guy. You're ordering
seven.
Out or eating out.
You order
every
seven nights
night.
Out?
I rarely cook. I just bought some chicken and some salmon. I was dreaming of cooking it. It ended up in the freezer. Someday it'll happen.
Mm-hmm. I'm not as bad, but I do probably five nights a week I'll eat out.
Think about it when you were a kid. How many times did you order out?
Oh.
Never.
Every other week? Yeah.
Never. We never
did. We would
did.
Order a pizza. That'd be our big thing.
Pizza was a big thing. Chinese
pizza.
Food.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Dad's going to go over to Ming Shi and pick up some Chinese food.
Oh, see, we went to Lang Li.
Lang Li.
Where'd you go?
I mean, you were a kid of 12, so there's no, I mean, ordering out, you're going to bankrupt the family.
Think about it. You order out, it's crazy. You got to get pizza every single time.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I didn't think about that.
Yeah. I mean, that's nuts.
The McMurray's call, they go, yes.
But how do you
cook? That's the business for the night.
How do you cook for all those people? I mean, your parents are saints.
My mother was always cooking. I feel like she was always frying onions for some reason. She put onions in everything. So she would chop the onions, and our house always smelled like onions. There was onions in everything.
Did you do a lot of like soup and stew, like
soup,
big portions?
Stews, meatloaf, spaghetti and meatballs.
Oh, yeah.
Big comfort food to fill up the kids.
Potatoes and onions, a delicious little side.
Tons of potatoes. I thought it was normal for people just to eat white bread. I would just eat white bread just to kind of fill the time because I was so hungry.
Think how great you ate, though, as kids as far as healthy-wise. We would always have, you know, a chicken or something like that or a hamburger, but there would always be two vegetables. You know, you'd have corn and beans or you'd have peas and broccoli, whatever. I mean, at least our house, we always ate. And
always.
Then,
wow.
And you had to
so
eat the vegetables,
away.
Too, every single time.
Yeah.
Grubhub revealed the food trends of 2016. This is based on what we ordered out. What do you think the number one thing is?
I'd guess pizza.
Me too.
You would think pizza. It's not.
What is it?
It's comfort food, mac and cheese.
Mm.
Really?
So
who
good.
Is ordering out mac and cheese?
That is a waste. Like when people go frozen mac and cheese, like, come on, man. You can make yourself. I mean, I can make mac and cheese, and if I can do it, you certainly can.
I don't know.
Make it in the microwave now too.
There's different type of mac and cheese that you'll notice when you take kids to a restaurant, and I'm not kidding when I say this. California Pizza Kitchen has the greatest mac and cheese I've ever had in my life.
Really?
No.
It's so good, and they'll put edamame in there or not.
Oh.
Are you kidding?
I swear to God.
You would put edamame in a mac and cheese? What's
they
the
do
point?
That? It's on the menu. It's on the menu.
It's like putting kale in a mac
and cheese.
I mean,
that is just a bad decision.
It's fantastic, I'm telling you.
Edamame and mac and cheese at California Pizza Cheese. I'll go for lunch, right? I'll go today, Pete, and report
right.
back tomorrow.
There's one downtown on Grand, because I've been to all of them, and there's one in, what's the Old Orchard? We go there all the time.
Mall.
Yeah.
Mac and cheese, truffle oil, and bacon.
Well, yeah. That defeats the purpose. Again, you're putting bacon in everything. It's just raising the caloric value.
Yeah, but that is the purpose of mac and cheese. You're not in there for a healthy moment. Let me give
Thank you, Mark.
I'm with you, Jennings, on this one right
How
there,
about
baby.
A little bit of lobster mac and cheese? That stuff's awesome.
Lobster mac and cheese. Yeah, I don't know if I've ever had that. But yes, it is available at high-end restaurants, isn't it?
It's so yummy.
See, that's the other thing. If you're going lobster, you can't put it in a comfort food. Then you're just taking this like nice, beautiful, expensive thing and you just dumped it in a vat of cheese and noodles.
It's really good, though.
If you take a really good steak and chop it up and mix it up with your mac and cheese, it's no. You can't do that. Got to keep them separate.
We put hot dogs in our mac and cheese.
That's a good move. That's a good move.
That's fine. Kid food. Yeah.
Hamburger meat, wonderful. But a good steak? Ah, you don't ruin good food like that. Or lobster?
I think that would taste great.
Yeah, you got to have lobster mac and cheese just rocks.
Orders for cheesy mac and cheese went up 373% last year. People are ordering it.
Wow.
Mac and cheese.
That's weird. You mean ordering it to be delivered?
Yes, to be delivered to your house, according to Grubhub. Yeah.
Grubhub's just lazy.
Chinese food.
Yeah.
At number two.
That'd be in there.
What are you ordering for Chinese?
I like shrimp fried rice.
Shrimp fried rice.
And wonton soup. I love a good wonton soup.
Kung Pao chicken.
Kung Pao chicken?
Every time.
Barbecue pork fried rice.
Okay. What is it with the barbecue ribs from a Chinese restaurant that tastes so good?
Oh, they're like spare ribs.
Oh, my God. They're so good.
Yeah.
I get them all the time.
You know what
it is?
Get
an order of six.
You know what it is? It's like a teriyaki sauce. That's what makes it so good.
It's so good. I don't know what it is with the barbecue ribs from a Chinese restaurant.
I'm so hungry.
What's the appetizer? The wontons. What are they called?
Oh, the dumplings?
Crab rangoons?
Crab rangoon. Thank you.
Pot stickers?
Crab rangoon is the greatest thing ever invented. I don't know what's inside. It's crab and something. That's very good.
I think it's cream cheese, right? It's so good.
It is. No wonder it's so good.
It's like
crab and cream cheese.
It's so yummy.
I could eat so much Chinese food.
I know.
I come from a long line of overeaters. I mean, you guys think, hey, pizza, an Olympic athlete, and I appreciate that. I have to work out all the time, but I can overeat anything nonstop, especially Chinese.
I like the Chinese food lunch special. Andre and I are veterans of
that. Mark takes me to the best place ever. It was like in the basement of some hotel.
I found the lone cheap place around Michigan Avenue. Andre, you want to go to lunch over there?
It was good food.
Was it a buffet?
No, it was one table in the place. It doubled as like a Chinese food restaurant and a dry cleaners.
$4.99 for a plate with an egg roll. It's delicious.
Chinese food and a dry cleaners. 312-981-7200. What do you like to order out? How about fried chicken? People are having fried chicken delivered to their house.
It's aggressive.
Really?
Again, I can't see that.
Who delivers fried chicken?
I don't know. I like fried chicken, but I wouldn't have it delivered.
Just go to Popeye's right around the corner.
Right.
It's on every single corner. Susan, you're on WGN. Hi.
Hi. Just a comment about mac and cheese. I was in New York last year, and in the Village, we were walking by, and there was a restaurant that was only mac and cheese, and there was a line out the door. They had every kind of mac and cheese that you could see because the menu was on the window, and people were lining up to go in there. It wasn't just for kids. I mean, it was incredible.
Oh, I believe it.
But just a restaurant strictly for that, which is amazing.
Did you go in there? Did you hop in line?
No, there was a line. No, we went somewhere else. It was kind of, you know, like a little Italian outdoor cafe kind of place. Because, you know, we don't want to wait in line, and we don't like mac and cheese that much, then I'm going to go to a restaurant to go get it.
And wait an hour and 15 minutes. Thank you, Susan. Have a good day. 312-981-7200. If you see a line out in front of a restaurant, you suddenly feel like you want to go there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
No doubt.
That's true.
I mean, the donut vault at right across the street from the merchandise mart, always a line. And suddenly people started thinking, oh, my God, I got to get in line. I got to try it.
And they sell out, too.
They sell out, close the doors, lock it. I got to tell you, it's the best donut you'll ever eat.
It's so good.
It's so good.
Going to dinner, I prefer a line. I want to go in. I want to wait. I want to know it's good. I want to have a drink, and then I want to eat. That's a bit.
Really? You like a line?
I don't mind a line at a dinner. Yeah, you sit. If you have nice company, you sit down. You settle into your evening, and then you get hungry, and then you have your meal.
When you go to a restaurant and they say, oh, it's going to be a 40-minute wait, think about it. It's only two drinks. You want to go to the bar. I don't have a problem with that. I'm with you.
Yeah.
So you can hang out and have a drink.
I mean,
I don't mind that.
Let's have an evening.
Right.
Well, where are we running to?
Why are you in such a hurry? You got to get home, watch TV?
That's if you have time. I never have time. I'm usually just scarfing the food down.
So according to Grubhub, what we ordered out, we have the mac and cheese, we have the Chinese food, we have the fried chicken, and according to Grubhub, don't yell at me about this, oxtail.
That's just weird.
The tail of a cow makes for a good takeout dinner.
That's just odd.
According to Grubhub.
Where would you even get that?
I have no idea. I don't know.
I think if I even ever ate oxtail.
Hook up the oxtail. Let's call, I have no idea.
I'm going to look it up. Best oxtail in Chicago. Mm.
Projected trends for 2017.
Put ketchup on that oxtail. What do you, yes?
Ordering out tamales.
Tamales?
Love tamales.
Yeah, but are you going to call up a place and say, deliver tamales to my house? I don't think so.
No, go to Pilsen. You can get any. You can get good tamales in Pilsen.
Brisket will be a trend for 2017.
I like brisket.
Who delivers brisket?
Brisket.com.
I just, okay, so I Googled brisket.com. I Googled best oxtail in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
90 Miles Cuban Cafe.
Is that?
Oh, sure. 90 Miles is great food.
Is that Milwaukee or is that Clybourne? One of the two.
It's on both. They have two locations.
Is that right?
You're right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Foursquare.
Foursquare is a delivery.
Great camp game.
No, I just I've never been there. They're also saying Turquoise Cafe on Roscoe.
Yep, been there.
Very has a nice flavor when you walk in there.
Uh-huh.
And Carnival in Fulton on Fulton Market.
Really?
Yeah.
Get some oxtail. Mm-hmm.
They got the food truck running around now, Carnival.
Mm-hmm. Carnival? Okay. Let's take a look at traffic and we'll talk to Megan from Grubhub in just a second. Susan, what do we have? Mm-hmm. 720 WGN. Talking about food trends from 2016 and food trends for 2017. On the phone with us from Grubhub is Megan Gage. Megan, we were talking about mac and cheese. What is it with mac and cheese that everybody, they just smile from ear to ear because it makes them happy?
I mean, it's so creamy and delicious and just comforting. It's something that can't be missed, for sure.
How do people, or why do people get mac and cheese delivered to their house? Why is that the number one thing?
You know, I think it's something that's become really popular as a main dish and also a side, and it's something that travels pretty well. I think it's a pretty dense dish that, you know, keeps warm throughout the process. So it's a good one to bring in, no matter if it's your main dish or something alongside another entree.
I can't believe pizza is not in your top five for trends of 2016. I feel like that's always in the top five.
Well, I think it's pretty exciting to see. There's a big variety of what's becoming really popular. I think it just shows how adventurous people are getting and really the variety on our platform, too. There's so many different options, and people are really starting to venture out and see what's really available for delivery.
We were talking before the commercial, oxtail. Who is ordering oxtail?
You know, that's a good question, but I guess we're going to see it rising popularity.
How about pizza? What do you get on your pizza? Do you go spinach? Do you go veggies? Do you go meat? What do you do?
I usually go meat. I'm pretty classic. I usually do either pepperoni or just cheese. I don't actually love a ton of veggies on my pizza.
Thin or thick?
Thin mostly. Every once in a while, I'll go for a thick Chicago style.
Okay. Andrea?
How I like my pizza?
Yep.
Oh, I love Lou Malnati's. I love their deep dish, and I love their thin. I usually do a thin.
Okay.
But if I'm with a bunch of people, we'll do deep dish.
Spinach and mushroom, or the special, a little sausage, mushroom, onion, green pepper.
I can do anything on my pie, but give it to me well done. I love a crisp crust. Mm. And well done to most pizza joints means it's just crispy. Because I feel like sometimes the dough is undercooked. Okay. Yeah.
That's a key component. You got to ask for that. That's got to be.
I do every single time.
Yeah, you do.
You say make it well done? Do you say that?
I do. I say well done.
No,
and they're like, okay. They're used to it. Just a crispy crust. Yes. Don't worry. It's not going to be burnt if it's a reputable place. Like Lou Malnati's. Every time we order from Lou's, always say well done.
Oh.
Comes out great.
That butter crust is to die for.
So good.
Megan, who's ordering tamales? That's a new trend for 2017.
That is. We've seen a lot more of that being ordered as well. I think, again, a pretty good side dish and something you see in more Latin American and Mexican foods.
Tater tots on the list, guys. Oof. Love. What? How can you not love tater tots?
You don't like tots, Mark?
A tater tot is delicious. A tater tot delivered through the Chicago night, showing up at your door cold, is awful in a bad order.
Oh, I like a good tot.
I love the tater tot. Yeah. People are ordering more tater tots than French fries, Megan?
No, you know, we're seeing them both as pretty popular. I think French fries have been more popular in the past, but I think maybe now that we have even sweet potato tots, a lot of different varieties, we're seeing people choosing tots a little bit more frequently.
And I'm surprised sushi's not higher up on this list, because, I mean, I'll order Chinese food out, but sushi a lot.
Yeah, and this is actually based on things that are rising in popularity, so things that we're seeing spike more than we have in the years past. So while sushi is always a pretty popular dish year-round, these are the things that we see really emerging as more popular and more rising dishes.
What about Chicago? Any trends that you've seen?
Yeah, so one thing that we saw that was really interesting is we actually looked at different moments in time from the last year to see, you know, was there anything that was happening in the U.S. that was actually impacting potentially how diners were ordering. And so something specific to Chicago that we thought was pretty funny was that on the day that the Chicago Cubs won the World Series, we actually saw orders of hot dogs spiking in Chicago more than 36%. So I think some folks were trying to recreate the ballpark experience at home while they were watching the Cubs bring home the title.
Hot dogs being delivered to your house. Who's doing that? That's crazy.
You know, yeah, well, we work with Vienna Beef and Portillo's, and so there's some good hot dogs on the platform. So, again, okay. Some good stuff to find. Yeah.
Got it. Megan Gage. Megan, thanks for taking time. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thanks so much, guys.
Okay. Megan Gage from Grubhub.
Are we going to have drones delivering food to our house? Is that going to happen?
Probably.
Like, they're just going to... This is going to be like
driverless cars for Uber now. Of course there's going to be that.
Did you see that? The driverless car for Uber supposedly going to kill bicyclists if they don't fix things correctly? I'm sure they will. Turning.
Do you have to tip the drone if they deliver your food?
That's a good question.
I'm sure it's going to be added in on your credit card.
Oh, I'm sure.
Joan, you're on WGN. Hi.
Hi there.
What's up?
Just wanted to mention the brisket. Big Bricks in Chicago on Lincoln.
Big Bricks on Lincoln, yes. I've been there many times. They deliver brisket?
They will deliver brisket. I always think it's better to eat in the restaurant, but they deliver it. I had it at a Christmas party with the mac and cheese, and people called me the next day and said, hey, great party, but the food was insane.
Well, that's...
I just want to give them a shout-out.
This is one of the rare restaurants in Chicago. I've been there numerous times. They have great pie, and they have great barbecue there. You're right. Big Bricks on Lincoln. Thank you,
Absolutely.
Joan.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Look at this. Tony with the oxtail. Tony?
Hey, good morning to you.
You had a comment about oxtail?
Yes. It's a classic Italian dish. It's called osso bucco, O-S-S-O-B-U-C-C-O.
Mm-hmm.
You just take a lot of these oxtails and you can braise them a little bit in a heavy pan. And there's a nice sort of a gravy, but it's not real thick. And you cook the oxtails in the pan. It's absolutely delicious. You can cook it long and slow. It comes out very tender. It's a classic Italian dish. It's been around for a long, long time. It's been a while since I've made it, but it's wonderful.
All right. Thank you, Tony. There you go, Andrea. You can make some oxtail. Look it up.
I'm going to try it. That's on my list of things to try for 2017.
The stories we're following this morning, fights at malls across America, and the Lions lose to the Cowboys. That means they're tied with the Packers for the NFC North title. Details coming up top of the hour next on 720 WGN.